Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Venice International Film Festival, and we're going to be talking about Shadow of Water with its director, Sanal Kumar Sashidharan. Welcome. Welcome back to Fred.
Thank you.
This is the second time we meet. We met 2 years ago in Rotterdam, yeah. Here is a new film. And the first question that I should ask you is, for the benefit of the listeners who are not familiar with it, would you like to introduce the film a little bit and tell us just a little bit about it?
It's a travel movie. It's a road movie. And I was trying to... it is a prolongation of Sexy Durga. Mm. I was trying to analyze the matter of male-female relationship and the social aspect of that, and what make a kind of particular mindset. That kind of thing I was trying to say in Sexy Durga. Mm. And this also in a different manner, the same subject, about the society, about individuals. And this is I'm looking into the mindsets of the people. In right. Sexy Durga, it was like mindset of the society.
Right. Sexy Durga being the film that I interviewed you about in yeah. Rotterdam, it actually won the main award there that yeah. year. What's prompted you to continue dealing with this topic, with this theme?
Actually, it is a huge subject. There's no end for that. Mm. Because, in India, particularly the place I'm living, I think the life is actually ruled by the mindset of the people. This patriarchy, the male-female relationships, its complexities. And so I think it is not, I have not finished whatever I have to say through one film. So I thought I will do that again in a different manner.
Yeah, because I remember you telling me about that film, that also the way in which you worked was quite different. I mean, at the time in that film, there was no script, and yeah. a lot of it was improvised. Yeah. And was that the same way in which you worked on this film?
In this film, I had a script, but it had a lot of improvisation.
Right.
Because I tend to improvise, I tend to change on the spot, because some magical elements happen on the spot, and I want to capture it. Mm. So, essentially, I will be compelled to improvise,
right.
and that's how it happens.
But and why is it that you want to capture it? Is it because it helps you achieve a more realistic vision?
Yeah, actually, I think even though we are shooting a fiction, there are a lot of non-fictional elements.
Yes,
and that is truth.
Right.
It is very important to capture truth.
Mm.
I tend to use that truth on yeah. the way to on the way while we are making films.
You said earlier that this is something, what you're dealing with is something that appears to have no end, right? In the film, in the way that it repeats itself with a constant running of people running away from each other, it's kind of like this constant chase.
Yeah.
That also seems to imply it as well. So, I mean, this is a case where the structure actually represents the theme.
Yeah, this character of our society.
Mm.
So, when we make a film about a society, standing inside the society, so I think the character of the society will reflect in the film.
So, but when you say society, do you mean it in a universal scale?
If you are local, then you find universality in that local self itself. Because if you take a drop of water, it will be same as the ocean.
Therefore the reference to water in the title. All right, well, it was a great pleasure talking with you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.